Tuesday edition. The come with me if you want to live and win the draft. The Gutenator edition. The
who is on your draft day?
I'm talking about the film.
Post-it note.
This was a really good idea that I saw on Twitter from Ken Ingles. And we're stealing it. So, Ken, nice work. Edition. And the Goody said a lot of interesting stuff yesterday, and I want to make sure we have time to get to it, including I want Tausch to help me understand how the draft works. I'll explain a little bit later. Edition of Wildea Tausch. A 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and of course everything you need on WisconsinOnDemand.com and the Wisconsin On Demand app. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson's in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios, and so is the Packers Hall of Famer. That is a lovely shade of blue.
Thanks.
American Family Insurance blue. He is the Packers Hall of Famer. He's Mark Tausch. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
What are you rocking Minnesota purple for today?
The UW Stevens Point Pointers.
It's not what I saw before I looked at, before you pulled that shirt up a little bit there.
It's a dog. It's a dog.
It's a pointer.
No, it's a dog.
No, it's a pointer, which is, by the way, a great pheasant hunting dog.
Is that right?
Pointers. Yeah. Yeah, they point it out, and then bird pops up, and ba-bam!
Is a pointer actually a breed of dog?
Yes.
Oh. I always thought it was just like a nickname because it was Stevens Point and the point. I didn't know a pointer was an actual
thing. So they point out. They smell, obviously, and get their instincts, and they point.
There's an English pointer, there's a German pointer.
I think there's, and don't quote me on this, I believe Stevens Point, they are hunting. They're hunting Oshkosh. They're hunting Platteville. That's why they're the pointers.
Depends on the sport, I think. Football, I think it might be a little bit the opposite at the given time.
Yeah, but
is there
hoops,
a lot of
they had a great run at hoops in the 80s and 90s with the Bennett boys.
Jack Bennett. Yep. Yep.
Is that a hunting area? Like, I know you're from the Wood County region.
Yep.
So that's not, it's sort of in that general vicinity. Is there a lot of hunting there? Like, is that why they would be the pointers?
All right, don't say hunting.
Hunting.
No, that's not you, man. There's hunting everywhere, Jason. I mean, obviously you don't hunt in cities, but there's hunting. You have trees, you have water, you have vegetation, you have hunting. Okay?
Did you just Tausch explain that to me? Is that what happened there?
I mean, I can't wait to ask you about the draft. Term hunting, I don't know what the right word is. It's just wrong.
Okay. I'm much more apt to talk about Stevie Pointer, which is the name of the mascot of the Pointers here at UWSP.edu.
So somebody gave you a free T-shirt, Pointers. Is that how that goes?
I'm friends with the former athletic director there. Regardless,
okay.
As much as I would love to talk about the Pointers all day, it's not Minnesota. It's UW Stevens Point.
So it's interesting that you're rocking Minnesota gear because I was listening last week, and I don't know, Jesse, were you ever able to secure that audio that I threw out to you but from Lewis Riddick?
No.
Okay. Well, he was on Get Up last week, and I thought he said something real interesting about this quarterback class and what we're seeing with the draft and – everybody is assuming that the Minnesota Vikings are going to move up. They let Kirk Cousins go. They don't really have – they get Sam Darnold kind of on a one-year bridge dude to whomever they're going to end up getting. And his point was, if I'm one of these six rookie quarterbacks that are potentially going to be first-round picks, there is no better place to go than the Minnesota Vikings. And it got me to start thinking, is that accurate? And then I started wondering, all right, obviously Green Bay is much better positioned from the quarterback spot. Jordan Love, 10 games. You know, he played 17, but, you know, really the last 10 is what's gotten us all excited.
Mm-hmm.
You take that out of the equation, which I know you can't, but let's do that here. Minnesota has better offensive weapons than the Green Bay Packers do, outside of the quarterback, as we sit here today.
Who's so, their running back?
Aaron Jones.
Right, who the Packers didn't want.
No, I don't know if they didn't want him. They didn't want to pay him.
They didn't want him enough
you
to pay
would
him.
Take, right now, Josh Jacobs over Aaron Jones?
Well, apparently for the one Packers year? Would.
Well, it's not true. The Packers just wanted Aaron Jones at a price they wanted, and they didn't do it.
So instead they paid a guy $14.6 million.
So let's take our homerishness out of it here.
That's what I was trying to do.
Wide receivers, yeah, we have five young players that we like.
Uh-huh.
They got Justin Jefferson and Addison, both ballers, like ballers. Hockenson
Agreed.
Is a really good tight end. He's more productive than the two guys we have as we sit here today.
Coming off an ACL.
And then you look at, you guys know I am a stan of Darisaw, and I give the Green Bay Packers credit. They got after him last year a couple times. But offensive line-wise, he is a stud left tackle. We don't necessarily know what we're looking at left tackle-wise. Minnesota has a good right tackle. I'd take Zach Tom. I don't know where I'd pick. I think I'd go Green Bay's O-line. But when you look at this whole thing, I thought Lewis Riddick brought up a really good point. And for all of us that are poo-pooing the Minnesota Vikings, and I was one of them,
mm-hmm.
I still think they're rebuilding, but they have a coach that's creative. I would much rather, if I'm Caleb Williams, much rather go to the Minnesota Vikings than the Bears. If I'm Jaden Daniels, I'd much rather go to Minnesota than Washington. If I'm J.J. McCarthy, I'd much rather go to the Minnesota Vikings than the New England Patriots.
Why are you doing that with your
if
voice?
If I'm Drake May, I'd much rather go to the Minnesota Vikings. So it's just a reminder. Again, Minnesota fell off last year. When Cousins got hurt, they were bouncing back. I just wonder, we're all crowning it as Green Bay and Detroit, and I'll stand by that. I agree with it. But Minnesota, if they catch lightning and get a young quarterback that's good, their rebuild or reload or whatever you want to call it, it's going to be a lot better and quicker than I think we are anticipating. We're looking at it as Minnesota's going to stink for a while. Lewis Riddick and some of the other folks kind of swayed me a little bit in thinking, they do have a lot of talent. They do have a good young coaching staff, and their system is pretty good too. Along with old boy as the D coordinator up there. I want to make sure I'm very clear here.
Uh-huh.
Green Bay, I would much rather be where Green Bay is, but the big driver of that is Jordan Love. Not necessarily Romeo Doubs and everybody else. Who on earth would take Green Bay's wide receiving core over Minnesota's right now? Nobody.
You're right. Now, it does appear that maybe Justin Jefferson isn't super happy at the moment, right? So that factors in.
Oh, he's at a T-Wolves game. Are you hooting and hollering?
That's nice of him to do that. I'm also looking at the Bears' depth chart. They've got DJ Moore. They've got Keenan Allen.
Okay, so you're not, just for the record, you're not comparing DJ Moore to Justin Jefferson.
No,
okay,
I'm not,
just wanted to
but
make sure.
I think it's important to say that Caleb Williams isn't going into some clown show 2-15 team. The Bears have the first pick, but it's not the Bears' pick. But they won 7 games last year, so they're not god-awful either. They're not your typical number one overall pick team. So I don't know if it's that terrible of a situation for them either.
If you're a young quarterback, where would you rather be? Minnesota or Chicago?
I wasn't quite done yet. Would you rather have DeAndre?
Your voice trailed off. That makes me think that you're...
Or you interrupted. Would you rather have DeAndre Swift? Would you rather have Aaron Jones? Or would you rather have Josh Jacobs?
Aaron Jones.
That's pretty amazing for, again, a team that the Packers decided that they would lowball him to the point where they didn't want him.
I'm not saying I want him for the next 5 years. You're asking me for 2024, Aaron Jones.
Okay.
Is anyone arguing that point?
Yeah, Goody is.
Kinda.
You're a guy. The Goodenator.
He went young.
Which, by the way, Greg, great.
Yeah, Greg, you crushed it, man. Greg's. See, you guys were just willing to say, Greg, great job. All this. I think Greg knows. Sometimes you got to push a little bit. Greg brought it with the Goodenator. And look at the Goodenator. And good. There he's smiling. A much better.
Much happier.
Just,
in
much
this
happier
one, yeah.
Because the consternation on his face off of last year's draft made me wonder. Like, look at that consternation. Now. He's happy. He's like, I am at top of the world. I
make sure
have
we tweet these
I'm
out.
Looking for yeah
for people listening on terrestrial radio. My point about your Goodenator demands, much like your Lewis Riddick, I sent one random text to Jesse, and now I expect that audio to be ready. You make a lot of requests. I just want you to show appreciation.
I made a request last week, and I followed up. So I'm not mad at Jesse, just for the record. But okay. Let's not act like this is like completely out of the blue. Baby blue. Amfam blue.
Amfam blue. So you're saying
Vita blue.
So you're saying that all take the quarterback out of the equation, and you think the Vikings have the best offensive group, better than the Packers, better than the Bears, better than the Lions, and it's all about how you feel about your quarterback that decides how you feel about your team in the NFC North.
Well, obviously, we all know, and we're going to find out Thursday, how much people salivate for quarterbacks and how vital it is. So to just poo-poo it and say, well, the reason Minnesota is going to be third or fourth in the division is because they don't have a quarterback. Mm-hmm. That is true. Can that change quickly? Yes, because they have more experienced, more proven players at skill positions than the Green Bay Packers, Chicago Bears. I don't necessarily know if I'd agree with the Detroit Lions, but I guess my point on this whole thing is we've all already crowned it the Detroit Lions, Green Bay Packers division. I will still do that, but I remember 2 years ago crowning the Green Bay Packers winning the division, and they ended up third. Things change quickly, and I think I've slept on the Minnesota Vikings maybe a little bit more than others. And when Lewis Riddick, on Get Up, brought that point, I wanted to bring it to our audience because I find it interesting. I find the whole thing with all these draft picks that they've accumulated, if they don't go, and if Sam Darnold can actually play, they might actually be in a better spot than if they give up a haul to get J.J. McCarthy at 5. That makes me, you know, if I'm a Viking fan, I would be a little skittish. But the bottom line is Minnesota's done a very good job of acquiring skill players and building an offensive line around whomever's going to be that quarterback. And that's going to give them a chance to be successful a lot quicker than I think we all, after Kirk Cousins left, had kind of said, see you later, Minnesota. And when you brought the purple shirt out, that reminded me, and that's where I'm going this morning.
Go Vikings or Pointers. I am curious, though.
Who do you think is going to finish higher, the Bears? If you had to pick right now, are you going Detroit, Green Bay, Chicago, Minnesota? Or what are you going right now as we sit here on April 23rd?
Yes, I'm going in that order. And by the way, the Lions personnel on offense, I'm looking at their depth chart. Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Good player.
Jameson Williams.
Good player.
Taylor Decker is their
good
left tackle. Frank Ragnow is their center.
Mm-hmm.
Penei Sewell is their right tackle. They've got a pretty good offensive line. And, oh, by the way, Sam Laporta, while we like the Packers guys, I would have to say that at this point Sam Laporta is better than either of the Packers tight ends.
Correct. I'd agree.
So all four of these teams, you could argue, have some pretty good frontline offensive personnel.
I would think as we sit here right now, the NFC North will be the most competitive division in the entire NFC as we sit here today.
The only thing I would caution is that these are all great depth charts right now on April 23rd. How is your depth? Because all your guys...
Better? Aren't they going to get better in 4 days?
Not when guys start getting hurt in games during the season, right? And so if you have a deep group, that how many games did Justin Jefferson miss last year when they lost all their games? A ton, right?
Yep.
So these are great on paper or on the internet, but you better have a pretty good group of deep receivers and running backs. And right now, the Packers have a deep wide receiver group. They may not have a Justin Jefferson, but they've got guys that if something happens to Christian Watson, they have guys who can play. And I'm not sure that all these teams have good depth at, say, receiver
or any Packer fan right now, and I don't know who's Minnesota's third wideout. If we went with our top three versus their top three, is any Packer fan saying, give me Green Bay's?
Without being homers?
Probably nobody would, not. Right?
Their top three wide receivers
is Osgood still there?
Osgood, Schlatter. N'Keal Harry.
Okay, he's not one of their top three.
Brandon Powell.
Yeah, maybe Green Bay's might be better.
Well, Addison and Jefferson are both really good.
Agreed.
Yeah, Addison, like, I don't know if it matters who Minnesota's three is. Addison and Jefferson, I think, are that much better than the 1-2 in Green Bay.
And I don't think you'd get a consensus who Green Bay even put out on the list. You wouldn't get a consensus. I think the only one that I know for sure would be on the list would be Jaden Reed. And he's going into his second year. Mm-hmm. Christian Watson I would put on there, but I think a lot of Packer fans wouldn't. So I guess I don't want to be Debbie Downer, but I think the fact that Green Bay is in this position, we're all excited about it, but that we do have to remember nothing is given. And I think Minnesota's depth, where they're at, Chicago's depth, I still, if you had made me pick, I like the fact, kind of what Jason was just saying, the depth and the injuries potential. You lose Justin Jefferson, Minnesota's... We lose Christian Watson, Dontavian Wicks steps up, Jaden Reed steps up. So that's always, and that's been a fascinating thing all offseason for me, to see how this thing is going to shake out, who's going to step up at the one, and how Green Bay's skilled players are viewed. And I think we'll find out a lot about how that is viewed with the first 2 days of the draft, how Goody views it. Mm-hmm. Because if he steers clear of wideouts and or tight ends, you know he views these guys in a very high light. If he goes and takes a flyer on somebody in the second round at wideout or tight end, it tells you we need to upgrade and we don't necessarily have everything figured out like I think a lot of fans do.
We will continue this conversation. If you want to chime in, I didn't realize that when I wore my Pointers shirt today that it would prompt this discussion. I was kind of looking forward to the yellow post-it note of who you're writing.
Oh, no. I still, that is a great idea, and
we'll
we
do
stole
it, later.
It. Yeah,
we'll
stole
do it later.
It, so that's a great idea.
But I think this is really interesting, and I would like to take some calls and texts on it. 844-770-3776. If you're going to ask for calls, key component, give the phone number.
Well, it turns out we didn't even ask it. And you know what, Jesse, just like, you want to take us out? Yep, I'll do it. And does Jesse get in my ear and say, nope, I Trumaned up. I screwed that up. I don't know why I didn't.
I wasn't here.
But thank you to Ace for delivering the goods.
Ace Freely?
My guy.
Love it.
Ace in Mount Horrible.
All right. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. So the question is, whose offensive skill group would you rather have in the NFC right now? Because to Louis Riddick's point, which we didn't get to hear because we don't have the audio, that whoever ends up being the quarterback in Minnesota is walking into a pretty good situation,
really
in
good
his
situation.
Opinion. Yep. 844-770-3776. That's the talk and text line. Speaking of texts, I'm looking at the text from Gina Della. 0% for 60 months, up to 60 months, or up to 24 months of no payments, no interest, no money down.
Oh, Jason, you're behind the curve. We got a new one.
What?
It is now even better. We're going to turn your ordinary space into something extraordinary with brand new Pella windows and doors. The luxurious look, the sleek design, and the custom colors available are guaranteed to give your home the extra pop to entertain and to keep you comfortable. It is the best of both worlds. Plus, getting the perfect windows and doors for your home, it's never been easier. Right now, I'm not going to screw this up today. Get 0% interest for up to 60 months.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it's up to, you're right, Jason. Up to 60 months. I don't know if that means 59, but up to 60 months. Take ownership, and you have until May 10th. We've extended it out, so now when May 1 comes, I'm not going to have to sweat the new REIT. It's going to go all the way to May 10, which I'm excited about. Take ownership of your living space and make it a place worth living with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
All right, 844-770-3776. Now, a lot is going to change, as Tausch pointed out, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Teams are going to add to their rosters. I don't know if the Vikings will add another offensive weapon or not. I would predict that if you're looking at the Packers with their five picks in the first 91, that a skill position offensive player is not likely. Offensive lineman, safety, linebacker, edge rusher, interior defensive lineman, corner, all options. I don't see necessarily a skill position player being picked there. But as of today, April 23rd, 2024, the year of our Lord, which of the four NFC teams do you think has the best skill position group on paper?
Is it possible the Packers are ranked fourth in that group?
That's why I'm framing it that way, my friend.
That's a great frame job.
Thanks.
You're like Mackie Sasser back in the 80s, framing them
pitches. The ball's off the corner, but I brought it back in. 844-770-Mike Socia. Terry Steinbach. I love it when we do old school
Lance
catchers.
Lance Parrish.
You love your Lance Parrish. I'm more
Steinbach.
Of a Gary Carter guy.
Steinbach.
Big Gary Carter guy. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. We'll get to your calls and your texts next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and sponsored by American Family Insurance.
Again, things are about to change. Like, however you feel about the Bears skill position players, who I think they got a pretty good group.
A lot better than I thought, yeah.
DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Cole Kmet, DeAndre Swift, Herbert. Like, they've got a pretty good group. But at nine, they could add one of the best wide receivers in this draft, right? In addition to Caleb Williams. So this is why you can't, and I'm not saying Goody would ever do this anyway, but this is why you can't rest on your laurels. Because everybody else is going to have opportunities to make their teams better, too. We'll see what they end up doing. But I am curious, like, I feel like we're pendulum swinging again. Because as you said, as we were going into the break, could the Packers be fourth?
They could be.
And at the same time, we were having conversations last year about how great it is that they don't have a clear-cut one because nobody could say, oh, that's the guy we got to take away.
Yeah, we've discussed that. I've kind of went back and forth. I've said I want...
Like a pendulum.
No. The pendulum was last football season. October, burrowed into the ground. December, Kansas City, we're up at the top. In this regard, I've always said I want the guy. I want to have the guy, the Devontae, Greg Jennings, you know, Jordy. I've always said that that's, I think, much better. Would I love to have Christian Watson, Romeo Doubs, Wicks, or do I want someone to emerge like Justin Jefferson?
Mm-hmm.
I want a Justin Jefferson. I want one of these guys to be that guy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I think when you want to go pendulum, and this isn't a, well, this guy's got a name. You know, like some 32-year-old washed-up dude. That's not Justin Jefferson. You can make an argument, is Keenan Allen still the same player? I don't know.
Yep.
I would take Green Bay's skill over Chicago's skill. For sure, I would. But I would have to really think the Detroit Lions piece of it. You can make a good argument for any of these teams outside of probably Chicago. I don't think you could put Chicago as one and feel like you're actually being realistic. And I don't know if you're just going off of production, not potential, I don't know if you can put the Green Bay Packers at one. I don't know if you can.
Yeah, I think we probably need to take a closer look at the Lions depth chart. I think we're probably short shrifting them, right? Because I think they have the best running back tandem of any team in the division. I think Amon-Ra St. Brown and Jameson Williams and Sam Laporta is a pretty good triumvirate of two wide receivers mm-hmm. and a tight end. And maybe it's our, because we're both not huge Jared Goff fans, maybe that's why we're not appreciative of that group. But again, I'm eager to see what these depth charts are going to look like a week from now when they've made these picks.
But that's not going to really change it. We're going to be, you know, if Green Bay gets somebody or if somebody else, that's fine. But they're not going to
change a lot last year with the Packers specifically.
After they started playing, not in June, not in July. It was October, November when it changed for me. So I think when you look at this, I think realistically Green Bay's third at the best without the quarterback component. Minnesota and Detroit, I think, are both in a position to be 1-2. And then I think Green Bay is better than Chicago when it comes when you look at the big picture of it.
Jesse, I know we've gotten a bunch of texts. One that appeared to start with, thank you, Jason, which is always one of my favorite places to start. And then there's one up on the screen as well. What do you got for us?
Let's go with the one we're posting here from the 414. I'm not sure why you're discounting the Minnesota Vikings. They are the Packers going into last year, only better. If Cousins doesn't go down, there's no way Green Bay finishes ahead of them last year.
Agreed.
And Jordan Love has played 7 good games. Jury is still out. Minnesota could easily finish second in the division.
Well, easily strong. Because here's the deal. Quarterback matters. And
yes.
Do I think that Jordan Love is going to fall off a cliff? No. I think he's going to get better. Minnesota's starting over with either Sam Darnold or whatnot. So if Green Bay does not finish ahead of Minnesota, it will be a very disappointing season from the Packer fan standpoint. Very disappointing.
Just a reminder, because we reset our text line a while back, if you're texting in, make sure you include who you are so we can refer to you as something other than in the 414. That's a good text. It makes sense to me. But the reason we're discounting the Vikings is because Sam Darnold is their quarterback right
Correct.
Now. So that's not a... if anything, spurred on by my UW Stevens Point Pointer shirt, we're praising the Vikings for what they have on offense outside of the quarterback. But if you're a Vikings fan, and we can call Judd Zolgad or we can call some of our friends in Minneapolis, are Vikings fans excited right now?
Yes.
About where they're at with if they have Sam Darnold as their quarterback?
No, they're excited about the draft.
They're
excited about getting their quarterback.
Yeah.
That's why I'm discounting the Minnesota Vikings.
Right. Which, by the way, all fan bases, when they're about to get a new quarterback in the draft, are excited. The Jets were excited when they got Zach Wilson. The Bears were excited when they got Mitch Trubisky. Just because you're getting the new quarterback doesn't mean he's going to be good enough. And we'll see. This J.J. McCarthy phenomenon is fascinating to me. Like, I was talking to Bulaga last night on the Homer Hour, and he was talking about what the Wolverines did to his Hawkeyes in the Big Ten Championship game. How many passes did J.J. McCarthy even throw in that game? Like, they didn't beat Iowa because J.J. McCarthy was a top-tier quarterback. They, like, ran the ball down their throats. I'll be very curious to see how this plays out at that position. Let's take a quick call before we go to break. 844-770-3776. Let's go to Mike in Franklin. Mike, good morning. Welcome to Wildy and Tausch.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I guess I just wanted to weigh in. I'll take the Packers' 6 receivers that they have because they're all pretty good athletes, I believe, as opposed to Minnesota's just got the 2 guys. They got Thunder and Lightning. One of those guys go down, they're done. You know, so I think overall, Packers. You heard it here first. Packers are going to finish first in the division, guaranteed.
Like guaranteed.
Chuck Fox, wow. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. Oh. They're going to finish first in the division. They're pretty good. And Detroit will probably finish second. That's my
yeah, opinion. I think
LaPorta is good.
He is. Yeah. Their receivers are good, and I if I'm Detroit, I'm not uber excited about Jared Goff, and I don't know if they're going to pay him the dollars that they're going to have to keep him for 5 or 6 more years. Thanks for the call. I think everybody is thinking Detroit, Green Bay, in some order, and then everybody else. And I think my little thing here was, I agree with that for now, but I do think that if Minnesota can get it right, and if Sam Darnold's even good, Minnesota can be a lot better than what we thought. And I look past that. Thank you to Lewis Riddick for reminding me that maybe we need to look at this picture a little more whole than just saying, oh, it's these two and everybody else. Well, the NFL has a fun way of not just having it play out that way.
Okay, I'm glad you thanked Lewis Riddick, because I thought for a second there you were going to thank me for wearing my Viking shirt that's not a Viking shirt. What I will thank you for is for this wonderful partnership with Johnson & Sons Paving. Now, would I like to get my driveway redone while you're working on the crew? Sure. But more importantly, I can't wait to see you on the crew and see how that goes.
Yeah, and if you're looking for a visit with old T, oh, you're in luck. Johnson & Sons Paving, they've invited me out to one of their job sites this summer, and that could be with your business. Book an appointment before May 31st, and you can see old T out there with the experienced crew from Johnson & Sons Paving. Over 2 decades of experience, and we're ready for the challenge that winter has left. You know, it's potholes everywhere. You got all that snow plows digging stuff up, and you just see, oh, my tire hit, ba-boom, ba-bam. You want it fixed? Bad aesthetics, damage to your cars. You know what? Get us out there. Get the Johnson & Sons Paving. We will get those asphalt areas patched up or completely replaced with Johnson & Sons. Again, visit JohnsonAndSonsPaving.com. You have until the 31st of May to book that appointment. And I think sometime in June or early July, old T's going to be out there with his boots and with his vest and with his hard hat and with his level. Got our last box that we're going to be opening on Thursday, I think, this week. With everything else that Johnson & Sons has, go ahead and go to JohnsonAndSonsPaving.com to get registered to have us come out and fix your pothole.
We'll continue our discussion about the skill position players in the NFC North. We'll get to more of your calls and texts, 844-770-3776. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Before we get to our Portuguese-Canadian correspondent, a tweet from the Ranter, which we always let him fast pass when he's got some insights.
He's a potential hoffer.
Reporting live on location from Minnesota, the Packer Ranter is.
Okay. Love having boots on the ground.
They are mildly excited about a quarterback.
Mildly.
Well, right, because if I was a Vikings fan, and I'm thinking they're going to trade up and take J.J. McCarthy, I'm not sure how excited I am about that.
It is good! No, he missed it!
Good. Like, I'd be reticent or I'd be concerned that we're going to get it wrong.
You're a negative Nelly, though, too.
I'm not. That's not true.
That's very negative.
That
could
specific
also be excited
take
about
is,
having
yes.
I'm going to get it right. I'm going to get it right.
Okay, well, the Ranter is the one who's there, and he says they're mildly excited.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you're being negative, Nelly, not Packer Ranter. He's telling us what he's seen.
I'm telling you.
Oh, I'm just nervous. We might get it wrong at the 5 spot. Well, you know what? The San Francisco 49ers got it wrong at the 3 spot, gave up 3 first-round picks, and they're still in NFC Championship games and Super Bowls.
Well, the quarterback you think stinks.
I feel like that's the outlier.
Yeah, it's an outlier for sure.
If I may finish the tweet. Reporting live on location from Minnesota, they are mildly excited about a QB, but are not excited about much else, including the ongoing fear of a Jefferson trade. Yeah, I can see that. And mild excitement would... Do you think Bears fans are mildly excited about Caleb Williams?
No, I think they're very excited.
Yes, exactly.
Uber excited, some would say.
Let's go to the phones, 844-770-3776. Let's go to Ricardo. Ricardo, good morning, buddy. How are you?
Good morning, my favorite teams. How are we doing today, boys?
Have you booked your ticket for the opener in Brazil?
Well, speaking about, I was actually going to mention that as my last point.
Oh, sorry.
I haven't booked, but I need Taush. Taush, I know you got connection to the team. Mm-hmm. Listen, I got family in Brazil. I can translate. I can be free. Just give me a ticket. Put in a name for me, man. Hook here's it up. The... Be like, hey, I know a
just
guy
don't. If you're
family.
Gonna be the Jason, you're gonna be the translator.
Don't step on my joke. You're gonna step on my joke, aren't you?
I'm gonna say, if you're gonna be your translator, don't be wagering on the game.
All right. Yeah, he took the joke. So yeah, the Packers will probably be very leery of translators, Ricardo.
I don't know. Don't I know you're irritated now that I took the joke, but at the same time,
I mean,
you have to admit.
He said Taush, not Jason. But all right, Ricardo, what do you got? What do you think on this whole deal?
I think that us in Wisconsin have a tendency to be afraid of success. It's okay to say we are the best team in the division. The only position group that we aren't the top in our division is offensive line, and that's slightly because I think Detroit has a little bit more of a consistent both running and passing offensive line compared to us. But we still got like a top 10 line in the NFL. Don't give me this nonsense about Minnesota, about Jefferson and all these guys. Listen, we have a six-headed wide receiver monster. I'll take six wide receivers. I'll take the Avengers over Thanos any day of the week and twice on Sundays, okay? When we have our six guys rolling,
it's a superhero reference.
Tight end, don't give me this nonsense about Minnesota. Listen, and now with our new defensive coordinator, we don't have Joe Barry, 8 yards off the ball, let him do whatever they want anymore. We will be able to shut that down. We have the weapons for that. So we will show everybody that Minnesota is not as great as everyone makes them seem. Their offensive line is not that good. Their running back is on one leg. I love the guy. He's going to be a Packers Hall of Famer. He's one hit away from being out for like 8 weeks. Guys, we are overhyping Minnesota. It's okay to tell everybody, hey, we're that good. We're the top dogs. And guess what? Look at the volunteer workouts. Our team believes it. They all showed up to work out. It hasn't happened in how long. They're believing. They're young. They're hungry. We're going to be literally up there with the echelons of the teams, guys. Be proud. Let it be known. We're here to win. Let's do this. And we got the draft coming. Gruden's going to work. Let him cook. Let the chef cook, boys.
Oh, let the chef cook.
Apparently they like green and gold.
Hey, did Ricardo walk out? Was that his walk off?
Yeah, he
walked
off. It's a good call.
He is still here.
I just wanted, since he brought up the Avengers, obviously Ricardo's got some knowledge of superheroes. How do we feel about the Gutenator in the Marvel universe?
The Gutenator? Oh, he's Nick Fury. He's the one who got everybody together behind the scenes. He's the one pulling the strings that never gets credit, but he's the one. He's the one pulling all the strings.
He gets plenty of credit on this
you.
Show.
From South.
Oh, yes, he does.
Thanks, Ricardo. We appreciate you. So, Taush, that was a counterpoint from Ricardo.
Yeah. We're not talking anything about defense. Like, that's not part of the equation. I think we all anticipate with Hafley and the aggressiveness that they're going to be better. Will we see that? I don't know. I hope so. But I am a Packer fan. I think most everyone here is. Not Jason, but I think most everybody else. Uh-huh. And I even have to look at this objectively and say, yes, I'm excited about the depth. I'm excited that we have a bunch of young players that are ascending and are going in the right direction. Love it. But I also have to look at what the Detroit Lions and Minnesota Vikings. That doesn't mean I think the Lions are going to be better or that the Minnesota Vikings are going to be better. I like Jordan Love as a quarterback over all of these quarterbacks in this division, including Caleb Williams and Goff.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he's only played 17, eight, whatever, how many games and how he played the back end of the season is what's got me in this point. But I can't sit here in good faith and tell you that Justin Jefferson and Addison, what they've done, that their top three aren't more accomplished and better as we sit here today. I think they are.
Yeah, they are. There's no opinion involved there. I mean, you look at their numbers, and I understand Justin Jefferson missed a bunch of time last year, but that allowed us to see how good Addison is, who they drafted in the first round. He's a first-round talent, and he played like it. So I understand your point. I just am curious if there's more people like Ricardo, or if you're just in a really small minority to even suggest where the Packers might be. Jesse, give me a text real quick.
Nick in Minneapolis with boots on the ground. We got a big Minneapolis correspondence.
We're big on the boots.
Yeah. I have a lot of Viking fan friends here. I was told by a few different Vikings fans that they would have to work to get themselves excited if the pick is J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah?
But if it's Drake May, they would be ecstatic.
I don't know. I think that Drake May pick... too much Trubisky.
A little Trubiskian?
Yeah, I feel Trubisky.
Same school.
It. So, listen, young quarterbacks are a crapshoot. We all think we know, and especially early on, A, you shouldn't play him. So even if Minnesota gets McCarthy, they should play Darnold for the year. Let him learn. And no McCarthy until Thanksgiving, just like I don't think Caleb Williams should play until Thanksgiving. But these teams are desperate, and they're hungry. And they're thirsty for great quarterback play. We feel like we have that. And when you have that, you're so far ahead of the rest of your division that even though I can objectively look at skill position and say, yeah, those guys are pretty good. They might be better than Green Bay. The great equalizer in all of this and why the Green Bay Packers have been uber successful for 30-some-odd years is because we have gotten that position right. And when you do that, everybody else flourishes. If you had Sean Clifford last year, and I know everybody here loves Sean Clifford, or Kirk Benkert, who Jason had crowned.
That's not true.
You think these receivers are all going to be feeling the same? You're going to feel the same way about those receivers if it was Benke or Benke. Cliffy? The answer is no. Jordan Love put us in that position, and that's why I think we're all vibing the way we are and excited about this season and not having the angst that Minnesota Viking fans have or that the Bears fans have had for 20-some-odd years because we feel like we got it right, and they are still scrambling.
We'll put a bow on this conversation coming up. We want to remind you, Game 2 of Bucks-Pacers is tonight at Fiserv Forum, and if you're watching the game on television, I'm guessing you'll see David Gruber sitting in his courtside seats instead of Sydney and I, which was uncomfortable for me. Speaking of uncomfortable, if you're in a situation where you need legal advice because you've been injured, that can be an uncomfortable process, but not with Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all. That's all it takes. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. Go to the website, gruber-law.com. Find out more about the firm, about all the great lawyers that are there, about everything that David and his team do in the community. Gruber Law Offices, one call. That's all. More next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Missed any of the show? Find us on Wisconsin On Demand wherever you get your podcasts. It's free, it's everywhere, and it's for you.
We'll put a bow on this with one more text, and then I know that draft day is a divisive film. I saw someone earlier, maybe last week, critiquing the accuracy of it. Dude, we get it. It's not real life. The three-second round
it
picks.
It might be more real life than we think.
Yeah.
David we'll see Putney. What Washington does. If I'm a Commanders fan, I'm freaking out. A lot of rumoring going on. Jaden Daniels don't want to play there. He didn't like how he was treated by the Commanders, and they got a new general manager. They might be looking at the message boards and listening to sports talk, and they might say, oh, my God, we have to get him, but he doesn't want to play here. So, well, all
nobody
right,
went to his
we'll
birthday
trade him.
Party. And a meddlesome owner, I might add, as well, which is not unlike – in
Washington's got a new owner.
Right. Who is very involved.
I don't know if he is. I think he hired people.
He was sitting in the meetings at the Combine, so I think he's pretty involved. Maybe little David Tepper-y.
Let me tell you something.
Old Joshy.
He's definitely a lot better than what they had. I don't care what.
No argument there. I certainly wasn't comparing him to Snyder. Jesse, you got one more text for us so we can get to our Vontae Mack post-it note?
Grant and Madison, what if the Gutenator takes a wide receiver in the first round just to stick it to Aaron Rodgers one last time?
Come on, the Gutenator is not. He doesn't do things for personal reasons.
I wouldn't say that, but what if he does end up deciding there's a really good wide receiver that is above their expectations that fell to them at 25.
Well, first off, I feel fairly confident. And Jason, you would know this better than I would. I don't think they're thinking about Aaron Rodgers anymore.
They are definitely not. We might be, but they're not.
I think that ship has sailed, and the Green Bay Packers, my guy to Gutenator, TKO. It was a blasphemous TKO the way it's shaken out with Jordan Love's development and with the draft picks that they were able to secure from old Joey D. So when you knock somebody out, you shake their hand later and you move on with your life. You're not sitting there saying, have you gotten all your faculties back? Nah, it's the deal. There you go. You think Mike Tyson 5 days later was calling Spinks? No, he's getting Diet Pepsi deals and looking at finding a way to go to Tokyo and getting knocked out by Buster Douglas. That's what he is doing. So the Aaron Rodgers component to this, I will be shocked if they do that. But I can assure you it will not be because Brian Gutekunst is thinking, boy, this is going to piss off Aaron Rodgers. If he's doing that, he should be fired immediately.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Now, if one of these top three, if somehow Harrison Jr. drops to 25.
Oh, my gosh.
You take him. And that's where you do your whatever. What does draft day say? I'll take him no matter what. That's what I would say.
Vontae Mack no matter what. All right. We'll get to our who is that player for us in the 2024 draft for the Packers. We'll get to that. Plus, Evan Cohen from Unsportsmanlike scheduled to appear. Tausch, before we can get to any of that, you need to tell us about Fortrea.
Oh, I do indeed. And you know what? I know the draft is in Detroit. You're probably not going. But if you want to get to Brazil for the Packer game, or if you want to go to any of those games, you want to get a little extra spending cash, Fortrea has you covered. They have a couple of different studies for you to grab a little extra cash. And this one, I love this one. A little variant to you. Healthy men, age 18 to 50, BMI 18 to 32. The study involves up to 8 to 15 nights, one stay. And it all depends. You go a little longer, you get a little more cash. Compensation up to $4,853 to $7,772 for your time and participation. You refer a friend, grab another $300 per qualified referral. Go to FortreaClinicalTrials.com. That's Fortrea, F-O-R-T-R-E-A, clinicaltrials.com.
The 10 o'clock hour kicks off in 2 minutes, so stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.